Be adventurous in the sun. Be protected in the sun. Be confident in the sun. Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen. As experts in mineral sunscreens for nearly 30 years, we've earned awards for our high-quality products and the trust of healthcare professionals. Embrace every moment in the sun with your family and Blue Lizard by your side. Be fearless in the sun. Shop Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen now on Amazon.com.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Tony Bruschi, I'm calling again. I just left a message earlier. I'm going to just share one of my stories with you before I go into the other ones. This happened in Central America, in El Salvador, one of the countries out there is a little different. And where my father used to live, where my grandparents' homes is, the restrooms are always like outhouses. They're a little bit, into the forest or, sometimes just, about a fourth of a mile from the house, sometimes even shorter, a 16th. But what I'm trying to say is, restrooms are kind of like at the other side. Now, in modern days now, they have the restrooms more close to the house, or inside like regular houses, So during the last time that I went over there, I was probably 12, 13. And I remember when I was coming out of the house and I needed to use the restroom. So my aunt's house is literally right behind my grandparents' house, and right next to us is my dad's house. So I went to my aunt's house to tell my cousin if he can join me to go to the restroom because I was scared. And, I didn't want to fall or, anything could happen. But it wasn't that serious, that crucial. So when I went to go ask him, my cousin laughed and he's like, "Man, you're all right, man. You don't got to be scared." And I was like, "Well, nah, man, I'm not used to this." So he joined me to the restroom, and literally the restroom is like downhill from where we're at, so it's closer to their house, so they're used to it, they grew up over there. And I remember going into the restroom and handling my business and whatnot, and my cousin was on the other stall, the other outhouse next to me. And I remember that I finished first, and my cousin told me, "Hey, don't leave me by myself." And I started laughing, and I'm like, "I thought you weren't scared." He's all like, "Nah, hey, I joined you, so you're the one that wanted to come out here, so I'm using the restroom now because, you came and got me and whatnot." So during that moment, man, it was a weird feeling that I got. I didn't get it right away as soon as I stepped out. It was kind of slow. It started with the wind. The wind started blowing in the beginning. And then all of a sudden, the wind stops, man. It gets super still. And then I don't hear the crickets. I don't hear the little animals that run around like, rabbits or any type of animal. It just gets dead silence out of nowhere. And I grew up with a family that hunts, They hunt over there where we're from. And we know that whenever the forest gets dead silent, it's because there's a predator around. But I told myself what predator could be around, that could really kill us out there, or that can kill me. We don't have bears over there. We don't have any mountain lions or stuff like that. The most that I can think about is a jaguar, and those animals are rarely seen in the jungles like they used to be seen back in the days, when there was no poachers, no zoos and stuff like that. So my first thought wasn't nothing else but like, hey, there's something here. My grandpa always told me, when you feel that the forest gets still, it's because there's an animal there. There's a predator. Something is looking for prey. So I'm not gonna lie, I got kind of nervous, but those weren't my first thoughts, I come to think that now that I'm older, I'm like, yo, that's what it was. It was something that was there. And I remember, man, like I was in front of a tree that was right next to the stall. And I remember looking up. But before I looked up, I had this smell, man. Like it was like a very funky smell. It wasn't that good, you know. You could tell that smell wasn't normal, and I can't explain it. There's this flower over there that's called the flower of the dead, and it releases this smell that it's horrible. It's like it literally smells like a dead person, like that. And when I looked up, I remember seeing these two big red eyes looking right at me. And see, when I tell my father this story, he kind of chuckles because he's seen what I've seen before. But in the beginning, he would try to get my mind off of it and be like, well, man, you probably saw an owl or something, or you probably saw an animal that was on top of the tree. And I'm like, no, man, this thing was huge. This thing was, it was like a shadow being, but I can't explain it. It was like a beast, and it was crouching down, looking right at me. And I could hear it snarling, you know, like it was just looking at me. It was observing me. It wasn't trying to hurt me, because if it really wanted to hurt me, it would have done it right there and then. And it didn't. It just kept looking at me. And the eyes, it glowed like a fiery red, not a normal red, not like a normal red color. It was a fiery red, I remember. And I couldn't really tell the face or how it looked other than the eyes. But by the way the eye movement was moving, I could tell that it smiled at me. It gave me a smirk. You know, when you smile, your eyes, they go, you know, on each direction, they go up and stuff. Well, that's what I saw with his eyes, and I could tell that it was smirking at me. By this moment, I was frozen. I didn't know what to do. I even tried to let out a scream, and I couldn't scream. I was just flat. I couldn't do nothing. And I remember that when I snapped out of it, my cousin was still in the restroom. I left him. I ran uphill. Because remember, I told you that where my aunt lives, is the restroom is literally downhill. And you know, it's crazy, man, because when I ran up to the hill towards my grandma's house to get back in, it started to rain. And in that moment when it started to rain, I slipped and I fell right in the front of my back door of my grandma's house. And when I hit my knees on the floor, I literally busted them. Like I cut myself. And I remember when I got up, it was a clear imprint that maybe it has nothing to do with what happened that night, but I kind of believe it does. When I fell on both knees and I saw all the blood coming out, I got scared, man. Like it freaked me out. You know, I felt like it pushed me, but I think it was just for me slipping that it happened, you know. Like at this point, my imagination is running wild because I couldn't believe what I just saw. I saw it with my own two eyes. And when I got up and they, you know, my auntie came out of my grandma's house. She started cleaning me and whatnot. You know, she called my grandma and she was asking me what happened. And I couldn't speak. I was a mute for a while. For that one night, I was mute. And when they were cleaning my wound, one of my aunties told me, he's all like, wow, like you really cut yourself pretty bad, and your cut looks like an R in one knee and then a V on the other knee. To this day, I don't know what that means or if it had something to do with me, you know, and that creature that I saw. But I remember that very clearly, that I had an R in one knee and then a V cut into me. You know, maybe it was coincidence. I don't know. But the next morning, because of the fright that I had, my grandma actually took me to church. And when she took me to church, I remember the priest saying some prayers, because where we're from is predominantly Catholic. So I remember going up there, right, and the priest started putting this oil on my forehead and saying these prayers, and I got, you know, I felt a little better. I felt a lot more comfortable. And he asked me what I had seen, and, you know, it was like something was lifted from me, and I was able to speak. And I told him, and my grandmother was there, my grandfather was there. My grandfather, he has a history in our town. My grandfather was actually part of the Jesuit movement, I believe, because when he was when he had his funeral, he passed away a couple years back, like 4 years, I believe. And when that funeral happened, I seen that he had the Jesuit symbol over his coffin. So I'm guessing that's what it was. And that's when I found out that my grandpa actually knew Latin and he knew how to exorcise demons. So, you know, thinking back at all this, I'm like, my family has a history with these type of beings, you know? Like, my grandpa, when he found out the story that had happened to me, what I had told him, what I had seen, he told me, son, you really need to be careful and you need to pray. You need to pray every day and every night. Remember that God is real. He would always instill those thoughts into me. And he started telling me that when my father was young, he used to see that same shadow beast that I saw. But my father would try to fight it. And it's funny because my father to now, he tells me about this. And he says that when he used to see it in the jungles, he would get like a slingshot and some rocks. And he said that somebody told him that if he spits at the rocks and makes a cross with his spit on the rocks and shoots it at this beast, he could probably hurt it. And my father laughs at that now, but he tells me, he's all like, I used to see that, and I would shoot at it, and I would see the shadow just move from tree to tree, and you could see the tree just moving. So I asked myself, what is this, you know? Obviously, we don't have large apes, you know, in Central America that we know about. There's a myth called El Sisimiste.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.